Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase.
Guys, and welcome back to another week of Ballpark Nuts. Sorry that we've been slacking. We this morning we're getting it right now, late Monday evening.
We didn't get out
Friday on Friday. Friday we had a busy weekend too. Saturday. And we'll get another two episodes up for you this week. So without further ado, Caleb,
take us away.
Alrighty, so this is week six of Write That Down. This is the most predictions we've had come off the board so far. And here we go. So we'll start with myself. My first prediction was Kingdom of Netherlands will defeat Cuba in the first game of the World Baseball Classic. That is correct. They defeated Cuba 4-2 in the first game. So that's correct. And then I had another prediction come off the board. Canada will defeat Great Britain by over 4.5 runs. They kicked the crap out of them 18-8. So that is also correct. There we go. And then I had my last prediction come off the board was Xander Bogaerts will record at least two hits in the opening game for the Kingdom of the Netherlands. That is unfortunately incorrect. He went 0-4 with two strikeouts, I believe. So it wasn't even close. So that was my predictions that came off the board this week. Now on to Chase. Chase had a pretty good week. First prediction was Yankees to beat the Pirates. This was on March 6th. And Domingo Germán will record at least two strikeouts. That is correct. Congratulations, Chase. And then this was we thought it was an absolute layup at the time, but it was actually closer than we thought it was going to be. USA will beat Great Britain by at least 3.5 runs. They won 6-2, just got over that line. So that's it for Chase. And on to Bryson. Bryson had one prediction come off the board, and that was the Tampa Bay Rays versus the Marlins will have 0 runs in the first inning on their game on March 6th. That was correct. They had 0. Go, Bryson.
Let's go.
Then Marshall had one prediction come off the board this week. That was Detroit will beat the Red Sox. This was on last month. That is incorrect. So our Write That Down standings right now is first place batting 666 is Chase. I'm currently in second batting 571. Bryson's in third batting 500. And Marshall's in last batting nothing.
0-0.
Couple strikeouts, and as a total, we are batting 500 as a team.
Not bad.
Not too shabby.
Marshall, maybe
it helps that I don't have too many predictions up there.
He has two, if anyone's wondering. Okay, so I'll start off with my first prediction. So Pool A and Pool B are done for the World Baseball Classic. So my first prediction is playoffs. So it's a parlay here. It's three legs. I have Cuba beating Australia and Japan beats Italy. And both teams have to combine to win by at least 10. So I'm saying you take if Cuba wins by 5 and Japan wins by 10, that equals 15. So that's a correct prediction. So it's a three-leg parlay there. I don't think it's a home run because I think Japan will kick the crap out of Italy. Just comes down to Cuba beating Australia, which is most likely. But you never know. Great Britain won a game, so you never know.
True.
It's true.
Alrighty, your first prediction.
My first prediction was that the Yankees would beat the Jays tomorrow. Ooh, big matchup.
You sure you want to make that prediction, Chase? I guess I'll give you one of these already. Yeah. Not going to happen, Chase. We want revenge. We're hot right now. Alrighty, Bryson, your first prediction.
All right, my first prediction is that at the end of April, so the first full month of the season, Corbin Carroll will be leading the major leagues in stolen bases.
Is that a home run? You want that to be a home run? I think that's a home run.
That's a home run. I think so. I think he can, but I think there's a lot of guys who can do that. So.
And the whole league or just like the National League?
Let's go National League. I always go too big, so let's go National League.
I still think that's a home run because you're.
I still think it's a home run, but it's a little bit more realistic. I think not as much of a grand slam.
Just saying, like 90% of Bryson's predictions are home runs. Looking at his sheet right now, it is all home runs.
I'm Kyle Schwarber out here. I'm just swinging for the fences.
Alrighty, Marshall, your first prediction.
I got Canada versus USA tonight. No run fourth inning. No run fourth inning.
That's probably a first inning prediction, but we got started late.
No. It's always like that. I just knew by the time we recorded this, first would be done. So I had to go with the fourth.
Oh, no. The way the US is smacking Canada around right now, it's probably. Oh, it's 9-1. Holy shit.
Might get mercy ruled before the fourth.
I guess. What do you think? It's 9-1 top of second right now. It's 9-1 USA. Oh, wow. Alrighty. Hey, they could have a good fourth inning.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Alrighty. So I'm not sure when this game is, but I have Canada and Colombia will combine for over 11.5 runs when they play in the group stage.
I think it's tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Is that tomorrow or Thursday?
It's tomorrow because I have a prediction of that game as well.
All right, so I'm going Canada, Colombia will go over 11.5 runs. So, Chase, number two.
Okay, I have Corbin Carroll is going to be a rookie year candidate.
So
I don't think it's a home run because he's decide what? Like, how
Oh, so yeah, they do release their top three. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Be fine. I don't think it's a home run because I think he's definitely like rookie as of right now in the NL. We'll see. Season. Lots can happen.
This time last year, nobody was talking about Michael Harris. So,
so that's true.
You never know what can happen.
So I'm saying just he's going to be a rookie.
I don't know, man. I don't even know any of the rookies right now off the top of my head. Alrighty, Bryson, your third prediction, I believe we're at?
Second,
yeah.
I also have a prediction for the Canada-Columbia game tomorrow. That's just like I think I'm picking Canada to win.
Ooh, even after getting spanked by the best?
Yeah, I made this prediction before they were getting spanked, but I think I just think that they're going to get spanked by the U.S. and they're going to come back tomorrow. They're going to regroup and they're going to take their punch and bounce back.
I would think Quantrill will start that game, I would think, because he didn't pitch much against Britain. And that's a must-win
game. Yeah, it's a big game.
All right.
So I'm taking them.
Marshall, your second prediction.
All right, well, I have another Canada-US one, and it's Lance Lynn gives up at least two runs in his outing against Canada.
Well, he's already at one.
Yeah, I got proof that I typed this before the game, so don't worry.
That's all right. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah. Not a home run by any means,
though. Write this down. USA will score at least 9 runs for the second innings over against Canada. All right, actually, I forgot to do this at the current predictions that are live, just to let some people know, like just a couple of them. Like, I'm gonna do the World Baseball Classic. So Chase made prediction Ohtani's gonna hit the longest home run. He's currently leading that after he hit a 48-foot bomb. He almost lost it because that guy from Australia hit one like 443, I think it was. So then there's Trout. Chase said Trout will hit at least 290 in the World Baseball Classic. He is currently batting 286.
He's right on the edge.
Orioles will lose under 12.5 games in the spring training. I think they're currently at 7 losses.
little bounce back.
And yeah, that's all the ones I really wanted to go through. I had them highlighted, but I never noticed that for some reason. And I highlighted them to be mentioned. Alrighty, so I'll do my third prediction. And that is, if I can scroll up, Japan will make it to the World Baseball Classic Finals. Yeah, so write that down. Japan will make the finals of the World Baseball Classic. I think this might be a layup, but oh, I want to get that average up.
Yeah, no, they should, but you never know, eh?
Well, it's actually been a kind of a crazy World Baseball Classic, not going to lie.
Did he pass Quintino?
Yeah, I picked him to win last ride of that down.
What was that?
I said I'm glad I picked them to win it last time we did write that down.
Yeah, they're looking pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Chase, your third prediction.
Yeah, all right. My third prediction is we'll get one of the games
in Toronto. One of the games.
We're going to get BP.
I was thinking of making a prediction. I was thinking of making a prediction. I had a few predictions written down, like the ball, like the other one I had, but I'm not gonna do. I might do it later. Was like, write it down. We say we're gonna be at the Rogers Center for 9, but we'll write it down. We won't be there till 10. Something stupid like that. We will be late.
Definitely a grand salami for Chase right there.
So, Chase, you said, what if I went to the gift store and bought a ball?
And then threw it in the air and caught it while you're in the stands.
So I had to put it on the field. Alrighty. I like that prediction. I'm just going to – a ball's going to be coming our way. I'm going to push everyone out of the way and make sure none of us get it so you get the L. Oh, and we have to bring it home with us. Like, if we catch it and then give it to a kid, that doesn't count?
No, that counts.
That's not right. Count. Alrighty, we'll move on. Bryson, you're up.
All right, my third prediction is that in tomorrow's Nationals versus Mets game, Cade Cavalli will have over 2.5 strikeouts in his start.
Cavalli.
Yeah, it's toss up, but he had 6 Ks in 2 innings in his last outing. But I think 2.5, so over 2.5, so basically 3 strikeouts, I think, is what the line I feel comfortable with. Because the Mets are a better team.
It's 2-0, that's spring training.
Exactly. Never know.
Alrighty. Marshall, your third prediction.
All right. Well, I got Ryan Helsley, I think is how you say his name, relief pitcher for the Cardinals. I have him getting 20 saves this season. He had 19 last year, but he had a stellar year, so I think 20 is a fair number. Best season of his career last year, so.
Is he their solidified closer?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, didn't they pick up, like, they picked up someone, didn't they? Like, Alex Reyes, did he go to Cardinals?
I think he's on the Cardinals.
He's not their main guy, but they juggled him between him and, like, what's his name? Gallegos or whatever his name is.
Oh,
Gallegos.
Oh.
Like, he's not a full-time. That's why I think 20 is fair.
I think he is going to be their starter, though, unless he really struggles at the start of the year.
Yeah.
Not saying through relievers.
But, yeah, I got him at 20. So.
All righty. So that leaves me with my last prediction. Okay, I'll go. My first prediction is the Blue Jays will win and score at least 6 runs in their first regular season game against the Cardinals. Blue Jays will win and score at least 6 runs in the season opener against the Cardinals.
It's a parlay.
Yeah, cheeky two-legger.
A little too late, yeah. Home run? Question mark.
Yeah, I'd say so. Because
you're facing the ace.
Facing a good team.
Got a win on the road too.
I think I think they have to score probably 5 or 6 runs to beat the Cardinals, probably kind of situation. So it does work. It does
work. Alex together, was going to throw a perfect game.
Oh.
All righty. Chase, your final prediction.
For me, so I have one that I don't know if it's too late to do, but I had Venezuela upsetting and getting first in Pool D.
It's not finished yet.
Because as well,
I wouldn't call it a home. They are 2-0.
What if it's a tie between? What if it's a tie?
Well, there's tiebreakers, so the team will be considered first. That was like the one pool. All 5 teams were 2-2.
Right.
It's probably worst case scenario for this. Well, alrighty, Bryson, your final prediction.
All right, my last prediction is that Grayson Rodriguez will be the opening day starter for the Baltimore Orioles.
Whoa. Ooh.
I just don't see, other than maybe Cal Gibson, like, I don't know. I think he's going to be on the team this year.
They don't have means,
and I think he's recovering from Tommy John.
John Means is so underrated when he plays.
Oh, yeah, he's super underrated. But, yeah, Cal Gibson looked a little shaky today, so. I think Grayson, if he makes, which I think he's going to make the team, I think he has a chance to go for it.
Do you know who shaky
is? I think he's making the team.
Yeah. Jose Barrios giving up 7 runs. Like, in first inning. Like, maybe you should have stayed and maybe fixed what's wrong with you instead of going to play for Puerto Rico.
Yeah, before you start in the MLB.
Okay, Marshall.
All right, well, I got Austin Riley getting 100 RBIs this season. He had 93 last year, 93 and 159 games, so basically a full year. But I think he can top that. I think he has a good year, and I think he can get 100. He's done it once in his career before. He's got 107, but only once.
So it wouldn't surprise me, but sometimes loaded lineup, people steal RBIs from you.
Yeah, that's true. But 100 still big numbers for anyone, really.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Alrighty. So that's everything. Alrighty. So we got 2 more weeks of Write That Down before the regular season starts. And that's when we go down to 3 predictions. So, yeah, that's the end of this week 6's episode. Chase, you want to close it out?
Yeah. It's another good few predictions coming off the board for the boys. Batting average is getting up there.
Except for Marshall's.
So sorry.
It'll be up, boys, I promise.
Big old donuts. All right. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. So we'll see you guys in the next one.
Later.
Peace.